Oké, sy'n mynd yn dal, dyna ni icr fy toffl o boi test Stephen. Im kavanos il shneim. If it's kavanos for both. Meaning we're talking about icr and toffl here. So we discussed it yesterday in terms of crackers and herring. Right. But now, so here we're talking about the schnapps and the bread. Let's say im kavanos il shneim is kavano. Meaning the ikker and tavos that you only make a bracha on the ikker. Same kavanos l'shneim. If he's kavanos for both, kagan shu shoyse yayin sarav. He's drinking hard schnapps, meaning alcohol. Va'oichel gam mini kisnin. He's also eating cake, v'dufshonin and honey cake, or merkachas or any other type of jams. The kadaima tzarach levarach hashneim. You need to make a bracha on both because he's eating. He wants both of them. B'yavarach tchila ala kisnin. First, make a bracha on the cake, oy ala merkachas, or on the preserves, shehem chashuvim, because they are chashuv. V'archachach, b'yavarach ala yayin saraf, and then you make a bracha on the schnapps. Mikol shekein, im oichel pas kisnin, and kol shekein, if you eat pas kisnin, v'shoyse gam kein coffee, and you also drink coffee, shetzarach levarach hashneim, that you need to make a bracha on both of them. Dahainu tchila ala pas kisnin. First, you make the bracha on pas kisnin. V'achakach ala kofi, and then on the kofi, shere kavanasi l'shneim, because the kavana is for both. All right? So, I mean, it's pretty posh at that case, right? You're eating cake and you're drinking coffee, so you make a mezainis and a shahakal. All right, so the shaila is that's if you're eating separate. What happens if you dip the coffee? I'm sorry, dip the mezainis into the coffee. That's and then that's more of a shaila. So that's the thing. So then that it would be even if you're going to do that, so you have a suffix bracha. So then make a bracha on each one separately first. Hey, shnei minim shenisbashul yachad. You have two types of foods that get cooked together. Im kol min muvdol la'atzmo, you say if each type of food is separated by itself, mevarach al kol min b'fnei atzmo bracha ruila, you make a bracha on each type by itself. Now this gets into the cholent and the soups and the fruit salad and the regular salad, etc., etc. You fill in the blanks. This is mamish. This is the hardest. What do you call those things? Acai bowls. Right. Also, which brachas are you making? Right. So the question is, if it's each one is clearly separate, so you make a bracha on each one. But let's say it's being smashed and then it got stuck together, right? So which is like the cholent and unfortunately, lots of things, right? So then that's the question. Then what do you do, right? Azayazlina basaruba, then you go with the roiv. Umashahu a roiv zeo ikr, what the majority is, and that's the ikr. And you make a bracha on that. Vasheni nifter, and the sheni is potter with it. Sushi is another big one, right? What bracha make on sushi? But if one of them is mezainis, even if it's the minority, that's always the go-to answer when somebody asks what bracha to make on challah. Well, you ask, is there barley in there? Okay, there's barley. Great, you make a mezainis. Unless the barley is mamish not visible, or if the barley is there to not for taste. Fine. Food that you put into it, milk or soup, to eat it together. Right? So that's like cereal. If the main thing you have is kavana for is the meichel, you make a bracha only on it. And the chalav and the soup are tefillin. And if his kavana is only on the soup. Or the milk, mevarach aleihem v'maichel hu tafel. You make a bracha on them, and the maichel is tafel. V'im kavanah say al shneihem, and if the kavanah is on both, v'ein berchasei and shavas, and the brachas are not the same, mevarach tchila la maichel v'aichel menu ma'at. You first you make a bracha on the maichel, and you eat a little bit, va'achar kach mevorech sha'akol, and then after that you make a bracha sha'akol al ha'morok or al ha'cholov, on the soup or on the milk. Be'ein holchin b'zeh achar ha'roiv, and you don't go after the roiv. Even if the meichel is made out of grain, it's not considered the ikur. Right? So what he's saying here is, if you like the cereal and the milk, then you make the bracha first on the food, and then you eat a little bit, and then you make shakol on the soup, right? And here you don't go. In this case, you don't go with the majority. Because it's not mixed together. When it's mixed together, you go with the majority. Right? Now, the Paiskim also say that if you're really only eating it for the mezainis, then let's say when you finish the cereal, you want to drink the milk. So then you still wouldn't make a bracha on it because you're only drinking the milk because it's left over there. Find Zion. Psamim.
Hey,
Shchukim she'er.
don't you have to say shot? Don't you have to say bracha on anything you eat though?
You did. You it's covered with the mezainis.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's the din of Ikkar and Tofel. Fine. Zayin. Psamim shchukin she'evanim tzucker. If you have psamim that are ground up and they were mixed with sugar. Ha psamim heima ikkar, the psamim of the ikkar, mevarchan aleihem bracha ruyalehen, and you make the bracha that's roy to them. Right, al ego is mishkat, on a ego is mishkat, moskat, I guess, bara priya eats, al tzimrind, bara priya adama, v'chein al zangvil, that's what do you call it, ginger, bara priya adama. Fine. Hey, ches, hashois Hashem and zayis, if you drink olive oil, k'moy shehu, the way it is, ene b'varcha lo klal, you don't make a bracha, ene shehu mazik loy, because it's damaging. Somebody drinks olive oil, it's damaging. Bim ervu shar devarim, and if you mix the olive oil with other things, hu hatofel, that's the tafel, mevarach rak ala ikar, and he makes a bracha just on the ikar. Ach, im yesh lo eizem mecha shutzar. Ach, im yesh lo eizem mecha shutzar, chas Hashem in the refuah, but let's say there's something wrong with him. And he needs the oil for refuah, ubekadesh lo yazik lo, in order that it doesn't damage him. Hu ma'arvay b'shar davar, he mixes in with other things. Me'acher she'ikar kavanosei ala shemen, since his ikar kavana is on the oil, aval pishu hu amud, even though it's a minority, mevarach ala birchasei, she'i bayra priya eitz, that's bayra priya eitz, u'paiteres ha'davar acher, and u'paiteres the other thing. Because really, he's having this mixture just because he needs oil, and the oil is not really appetizing. V'mutzameh, if he's thirsty, the ikar kavanas lishtois l'tzmayin, his ikar kavanas to drink for his thirst. Ela she'agav hu noisin by shemen l'refuah, he agav puts shemen in there for refuah. Mevarach rak al hamashka, he makes a bracha just on the mashka. Chen adinim noisin l'soicha mashka, ego is mushkat oy tzimrin oy ungvar dazinin achara kavana. You go after the kavana. Fine. Kol tes kol minei merkachas, any type of merkachas, hadvash vatzukar hain tefillin, the dvash and the sugar are tefillin. Mevarchin al ikar apri, and he makes a bracha on the ikar pri for chasay the proper bracha. Right, so meaning this is tough a little bit because, let's say you chop it up so fine that you can't even tell that there's fruit in there. Right. So I think he's talking about a case where you could actually see fruit. But okay, that whole thing is not so poshut. Fine.
We
Okay.
said before. We said before a while ago that olive oil is eighth. Beginning.
The what?
Olive oil is eighth. You're drinking olive oil.
What do you mean? That's if you like it, I guess.
It's interesting that he's starting off and saying that you don't make any bracha on it.
What?
Interesting. It's interesting because now he's starting off. You don't see any bracha on it. Before he said he make a eight.
When did you say that it's high age?
No, we had to, yesterday we learned that, right?
What? That
Maybe 2 days ago.
it's
What?
It was maybe 2 days ago.
Where is that halacha?
We did. Yeah, you don't. What? You make a when you make a bracha on shemen zayis, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's if you, meaning if you the way the kids are saying it now is talking about well, you mixed it in with something.
And
But
I think
stam, it's
it
hard to drink
didn't
shemazais
give a
on its
lot.
own. Right. So then that's why he says you do it.
Nun gimel aleph.
Nun gimel aleph. Yeah, because that's
Shemazayas
yes, but you have to
Lubavitchi.
eat, yeah, and a chanami, but you have to drink it in the
That's
way that would
kosher.
require a bracha.
Which is
That's if you
how,
drink
like,
it as a normal
how's.
drink, which
What?
nowadays is not so normal. If you drink it as a normal drink, then I guess whatever that
Correct.
How would
Like it.
anybody drink olive oil?
What do you mean, how? I actually saw an ad today for it's a healthy thing to drink olive oil straight.
I mean, but it's very difficult. It's very like
Steinwalter does
well,
it. Does he?
people
He used to. He
like.
had all these other food things. One of the things he drank olive oil.
That's wild turkey. That's not
Okay.
well. Yeah. Anyways, okay.
Okay, it sounds like it's impossible to do.
Okay, weiter. Tin Simon nun hey din kadima brachos. Which brachos come first? Dubai hey seifim. So Misha Yeshavan mine peres harbe. You have a lot of fruit. Who writes a lechol mikulam and he wants to eat all of them? In birchasei and shavas. So if they're the same brachos, yivarech al zeh shu chavev loy v'chafetz by yosef. You make a bracha on the one that's more love to him and the one he wants more. And if he likes both of them, if it's from the this is Mamash Negev this week with Tu B'Shvat, right? If there's in between them the Shiva Saminim, so Yivarach Al Zeh, he makes a bracha on that one. Afal Pi Shein El Chatzi Pri, even though it's only half a fruit. Vashar Hein Shleimus, and the rest are Shleimus. Meaning, so Eretz Yisrael goes first, even if it's not a Shalim. Bim. Ain b'neim min shiva. Let's say there's no shiva saminim. Let's say it's an apple and an orange, right? Simechad shalem ve'echad ein shalem. So if there's one that's complete and one that's not complete, shalem vada. If the one that's complete comes is better, right? Not everybody agrees to the kitzer, right?
Once you peel the orange, is it still considered shalom?
I think it's still considered shalem. I think so.
And it would still override, like, let's say, shalom other fruit? Like,
I
I don't
think I
know,
can't say
another.
for sure. I don't remember. I think so, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
V'cheinim ein birchasei and shavas. If the brachas are not the same, ela she'echad birchasei bari priya eitz ve'echad birchasei bari priya adama. She'tzaruch levarach hashneim yinei to make a bracha on both. Im ha'echad chaviv alav. If one is chaviv to him, yivarach tchila ala chaviv. He makes a bracha on the one that he likes most. V'im shneim shavim loy, and if those the same, yivarach tchila al zeh shehu mimin shiva. You make a bracha on the one that's from the shiva saminim, afilu hu chatzi, even if it's a half. V'im ein b'neim mimin shiva, and if there's no shiva saminim, shalim ad if the shalim is better. V'im shneim shleimim, or shneim chaserim, if they're both shalim. Well, they're both chaser, yakdim bayra priya eitz, the bayra priya adama, he makes bayra priya eitz before bayra priya adama. Fine. That's it, right? Up till there?
Yeah, next recording.
Okay. All right. Stop there.